The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. You want to know what it takes for a soldier to get the Medal of Honor?
It probably took a minute to actually go in the room and take care of everything we just talked about.
The story of those 60 seconds after this from Charlie. On Monday, President Obama presented the Medal of Honor to a member of SEAL Team 6, Edward Byers Jr., age 36, from Toledo, Ohio. He was part of the team that in 2012 rescued Dr. Dilip Joseph, who had been kidnapped by the Taliban in Afghanistan. They ran into resistance the moment they approached the hideout. His point man, Nicholas Check, shot the first guard.
I was the second person in, and I saw another enemy standing there with a weapon, and I shot him, and then I saw another person. Didn't know whether or not that person was the American hostage or if he was an enemy, and I was able to get on top of him.
As he was adjusting his night vision goggles, he heard the hostage call out from across the room.
That's when I shot the person I was on top of and jumped off him and then onto the doctor, who was like 3 or 5 feet away.
He told Pentagon correspondent David Martin that he jumped on Dr. Joseph to protect him from gunfire, but it wasn't over yet.
I realized that there was another enemy that was within arm's reach, and so I was able to hold him against the wall by, you know, grabbing him around the throat, and that was gave enough time for our teammates to get in there and to take care of that threat.
When you say take care of that threat?
Our teammates came around and they shot him.
When it was all over, 5 Taliban were dead or dying, but so was fellow SEAL Nicholas Check, who'd been the first man in. That's what it takes to get a Medal of Honor. And even then, he doesn't consider it to be his. He dedicated it to his fallen buddy, Nick.
The thoughts of Nick and the other brothers that have paid the ultimate sacrifice, I believe, is what will carry me through and to bearing the responsibilities that come with this honor.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.